Okay, so today is day 13 of the iFrankenstein challenge. So yesterday I got a chance to experience on two different levels. So I listened to another review of the movie, one of the, like, a bad podcast show. I hadn't heard the show before. I might listen to the rest of the show after this, but I listened to it and it was fun. I mean, it was like a roast of a friend, because now I know the movie so well. It was a delight. So they did not care for the movie, even like the tiniest of bits. I mean, I have a growing affection for it. No, they just didn't like it. They found things, like, they thought about things I hadn't really thought about. So they thought about how there's a scene where the creature is, or the monster or whatever, is like shirtless in the whatever abandoned room with the doctor lady, and he's like stretching and stuff. Anyway, it's supposed to be like it's unclear whether it's supposed to be like a grotesque, like, oh, look at my crazy scars, or like, look how like super ripped I am. It's not super clear, because he does have some scars, and she does look at him in such a way that it's very ambiguous. He has tons of weird scars. I mean, not tons, like a couple. And that, but he's also super ripped. And so they couldn't quite parse it together. And they thought it was supposed to be like, look how handsome I am, which makes no sense. And I think it was supposed to be, look at my scars I've got. But it ended up being like, look how super attractive I am, which was interesting. So they were saying, okay, so his body all basically looks like one Aaron Eckhart body, kind of stitched up. And they were saying that that was a mistake, and that does make sense, because he says he's 8 different parts in 12 different bodies, and that usually means that you're, like, an arm from one dude, and, like, a leg from another guy, part of your back's from one guy, and then, you know, part of your neck's from another guy, and then, but the other guy was saying in the movie, based on the, drawings from the diary, it looked like it was one core body with 8 different organs, which, I don't know, 12 different bodies, I guess you wouldn't need 8 different, wait, 12 different organs, I don't know, now I'm blanking, yeah, 12 different corpses, 8 different parts, I don't know, anyway, that doesn't make any sense, but, that they were implying that perhaps it was, like, you got a heart from one guy, and, like, a spleen from another guy. And if that's the case, then that makes more sense, and that makes more, his scars make more sense, not the face scars, because you wouldn't need to fiddle with his face, so that kind of throws it off. I guess maybe you could have, like, an eye from two people, and, like, teeth from another guy. I don't know why you need to have scars on your face, necessarily, because his face is definitely all one face. It's like a couple, there's a scar, like, it goes from his, like, his cheekbone to his nose, and then back to his jawline. So I'm not sure what surgery you're doing to do that. But anyway, not really the point. So they're saying that he was like one corpse. And that's the case. That's not that crazy. I mean, that's not a monster. I mean, I guess they're implying that original Aaron Eckhart had died. And then he got a bunch of new organs and they reanimated that. Which actually does make more sense than, like, why do you need to get a new arm from another guy? I mean, especially in this case. So, anyway, that was an interesting thing they noted. They also noted how funny the word gargoyle is, and it is pretty funny. Like, they were saying, like, say the word gargoyle in your head, it's already a little bit funny, and then use it as an adjective, and it's a lot funnier. Like, gargoyle queen. It is kind of silly. Like, gargoyle war, gargoyle, anything is funny. Also, demon ends up being pretty funny, because they put it in front of ridiculous things, like demon army. Kind of cool, but demon prince was ridiculous. They noted that, why is he the prince? Why is he not the king? Why is he not Satan? Yet Satan makes a lot more sense. Prince is ridiculous, because he's supposed to be super old, and prince makes him sound like he's 7, and so it doesn't sound very scary. And they made a note of that as well, so that was kind of fun. I also then rewatched the movie with a commentary this time. So there's 2 commentaries. This commentary I listened to today was the director's commentary, and then there's another one with, I want to say, the writer. It's like 4 different people. So I think it's like the executive producer, and then like the writers, or I don't know who it is exactly. So that'll probably be today. or tomorrow, sometime this week, I'll listen to the other commentary. But this one was the director. And it was interesting to hear him talk about it. He was really justifying a lot of stuff. I feel like he's on the defensive a bit. He's trying to say, like, oh, this was cool. And, like, a lot of this stuff he was saying, like, oh, and we couldn't think of this, so we did this. And we couldn't think of this, and we ran out of money to do this, and we did that. Which was a bit of a bummer, because it wasn't, like, super well thought out. Like, it was like, oh, we needed to figure out how they would meet, so we just fiddled with the film until it made sense, which is a tiny bit of a letdown, the fact that it's not, like, super organized. Not that it appeared super organized. It seems like they had no money to do anything, so their special effects budget was $6 million, six or three, not very much. And that, I don't understand, if you're going to do that, why would you insist on so many special effects? Like, the whole movie special effects. I mean, that's probably why it doesn't look super great all the time. Because their special effects budget is quite small, considering how much gargoyle stuff they got. And, like, house imploding things. And stuff exploding. And demons exploding. I mean, like, I would say, like, 45 minutes of the movie, straight up special effects. So, I mean, that seemed strange. And then, they seemed like they were constantly running out of money. I'm not sure where this money was coming, like, where it was going, because they were like, this shot, we only had 3 walls, because we couldn't afford to build a third wall, a fourth wall, which was like, what? But what? And, like, that seemed crazy. And then they also, the budget was like $60 million, $30 million. It seems strange. And then they used the same set, he said, like 3 different times for 3 different reasons. And it just seemed like it was just all hobbled together, which was a bit of a bummer. So, but it does make me feel like at least it's cheap because it kind of had to be, and not because the guy doesn't know what he's doing. So I guess that was a little uplifting, I suppose. But yeah, that was interesting. So now I kind of have a bit more backstory to the movie, which was cool. So I think when I watch it again, I'll have more love and care with it. So that was my watch yesterday. It was quite fun. Okay, so writing, I wrote, I think, maybe like 800 words-ish yesterday. Because it's Super Bowl and I had to get ready for work. I'm not sure. I need to reread the scene. I'm not sure if it's holding together or flowing the way I wanted it to. But the idea is to get Jack kind of transitioning out of denial and into anger. But, like, he's really stubborn and won't admit that anything's wrong for a while. So at first he's thinking he's fine, and then it's when it's shown to him that it's not fine that he's gonna be stubborn and insist that there's nothing wrong and he's fine and, you know, I could do whatever I was doing before, kind of thing. So he needs to do that for a little bit before he gets angry. So I think that's the idea, is that he'll be stubborn for a bit and then transition out of denial and then into anger that he can't do stuff. So I'm still a little bit in the denial thing. So he went out for a run because he used to run all the time. He lost a lot of weight, lost a lot of muscle, and he's not happy about that. He has a party he really wanted, and so he wants to get back in shape. And even though he really shouldn't be doing it, he goes out and he goes for a little bit of a run, and then it kind of hobbles him for a bit, and then he gets really upset. And I'm about to have him, he's gonna run, which he shouldn't do, about 50 feet, and then it's gonna really sideline him, and that's gonna start the descendant into anger when he sees that he just can't do stuff. I'm not sure what's gonna happen after that. I need to see, like, how, if it makes sense for his wife to come out, or if he wants to keep it hidden, or if people notice him. I don't know. I think maybe people should notice. I think he needs to get out of that sphere, so maybe he needs to get out into the public a little bit. So maybe he's going to have an interview that night, that day, perhaps. And then we need to expand his circle out a bit. So, So right now I'm in a bit of a crossroads. So I need to have him run, and then I'm going to kind of see where he needs to do something else. So I think maybe he'll have like an interview or a meeting or meet an old friend or something. He needs to meet somebody else who's not that close to him, and then maybe they'll talk about what happened. So that's where I'm at right now. Not a huge update, but we're getting there. So we're about 15,000 words right now. So, all right. That's it for today. All right. See you tomorrow. Bye.